Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Local Voter Education Program. We must warn you that in tonight's program that there is some content that is not suitable for children and one of the school board members as well.
Of Local Voter Education Program. Well, tonight we'll have Reggie on. He's been having it out with the Frito-Lay for quite some time now, and I think that's heating up, so we'll see how that's going. And to anybody you know that might have a lawsuit with some of these big companies, you might be able to get some information here that would help out. And then we're going to talk a bit about the election. Our May 6th council election, there's all kind of questions around that. There's a video that was released of how they count the votes and stuff on my website at fwdistrict5.com. And I've had a hard time the last few months trying to get someone from the Tarrant County Elections to answer some of these questions. And I had to go before the commissioner's court twice. And Troy called me from the election deal, so I believe I'll be talking to him about 6 weeks. We'll see if we can't get him to come on. I don't know if he'll come on and talk to us all, but if he'll just meet and talk with me, at least answer these questions that we can verify what the video is saying and what's going on there. I'll accept that as well. He's the administrator, I believe, for the elections, the new administrator. And after that video came out on the elections, a lot of people stepped down, resigned, and moved on. So I don't know. There's a lot of questions around that, the election thing. And the main thing is I went ahead and filed a contest on the on this race because the last council election here, District 5, the total votes out of District 5 was only 5,700 votes, and there's 100,000 people in this district, but only 5,700 voted, period. That's it. And that was in the 2021 council, District 5 council election. And this election here, we only had 3,400 votes. So we're down over a couple thousand votes in the last year total. And we're growing since then, too. And that, and I don't understand that. That just there's a lot of pros and cons you could put into this thing when you lay out both sides to everything. There is some things, but overall, these numbers at the end of the day, if they're correct, they're terrible. They are terrible, and that's why I do this program. I'm trying to get people more involved in what's going on in our city here, and by sharing information of what's going on, may help more people to get involved. When people don't know what's going on at all, they don't have no incentive to get involved. So that's what we're trying to do is so if you'll share this podcast and my fwdistrict5.com with people, I appreciate it. We do have stuff on the website constantly. I'm updating it with things that's going on in the city. News you're not going to get from our local stations out here. We have like a media blackout. Channel 4, 5, 8, and 11 is not going to tell you anything that's right here that affects you directly, and that's where we're hurting at. But so you had to get the real news from some of the smaller outputs like myself and Let's Talk Fort Worth. Also, the Fort Worth Report puts out some stuff. I'll give them credit. They still have their hands tied a little bit because they take large donations from people connected with the city, and that does put a cap on what you say. You know, a lot of these and the bigger papers, they have their hands kind of tied too. You know, what to say because I get advertisement money and stuff. So, but anyway, a show like mine, I don't get nothing. So I have no reason to hold back for any reason at all, okay? And that's so. And then to I went to a school board meeting. Well, I've gone to the last couple, and this last one was really interesting about the what's in the books. And some of the middle schools and high schools here in Fort Worth, they found in the school libraries. And we'll play a what woman, she read a part of it at the board meeting. And I'll tell you, it was so disturbing that one of the board members said, well, we don't need the detail. And that ought to tell you something there. So the board member doesn't even want to hear it, but it's in the school library. Okay, so that's another reason why we've got to get more people involved to learn about voting in our local education, our council, our mayor, school board members, commissioners, and our congressmen, and that in our area, in our district, you know. So it's really important. It doesn't cost anything to vote, and we can change. That's how we change the whole city around. Right there we had the power, and it doesn't cost anything. It takes a few minutes, but people have been brainwashed. I mean, totally dumbing down. Not to get involved in local government. Then they're too busy watching Washington, you know, and stuff like that. And you're over on this where you can't do a thing about it, you know. So anyway, that's what we're here for. And then also Jessica Walters was a former reporter for the Fort Worth Weekly who was going all over the place about the elections too as well. Had a lot of stuff to talk about, and she informed me she cannot make it tonight because of problems at home. So a little bit of a scheduling problem here. So she won't be on tonight, but if you go to Let's Talk Fort Worth, you can Facebook that and get that, or Center Stage, I think, when you blogtalk.com radio, blogtalkradio.com, Center Stage. You can find Carrie's shows, Let's Talk Fort Worth, and I believe it's the one before, last week was not it, but the one before that. You go back to the second podcast, and Jessica was on there. There might be a lot of information about this. She told a lot right there. So if you want to know more about our election, what's going on right here locally and that, only thing I can tell you is that it was run worse than anything I've ever seen in my life. I mean, so there should be more security where they're counting these votes. When you go in to vote, it's really protected when you go in. But what happens when the votes leave there, it gets real loose then. You know, it was like a country club. People coming in and out with stuff, and security guard on his phone probably playing games. And it's just real loose with that. So we need a little more tighter security on when we do those final counts on the votes. I do have a request, a open records request to try to get the votes that were rejected. I'd like to see how many were rejected in the May, you know, in our election here, and I'm still waiting on that information. They said they had to send it to Austin and get approval from the Attorney General that they can release that information. And in the even in the video, the guy in there, he releases some information about votes that were canceled without going through Austin. So I don't know. That's another thing that sends a flag up, you know. It's just taking so long to get these answers and stuff and that. So, and I don't know how my court thing will come out. You try to get an election lawyer, and there's not one here. It's hard to find one. The one I was referred to was overbooked, and you can't get an election lawyer, which you shouldn't really have to, really, when there's problems like this. You should be able to, it should be sitting in a system that where we can, you know, do it on our own without it be a lawyer or pay money out of our pocket like that. But nevertheless, what I understand, I went ahead and filed the case, and I'm still waiting. It's pending right now. And what will happen, I believe, either the judge will kick it back because I didn't write it right, or either the judge will set me a date. Now, I have filed a suit against the city earlier when they rejected me from the ballot for not meeting a requirement that was not on the requirement list. And so that tells you about our election stuff there, what goes on. And I was able to get a date for that, but I made some really amateur mistakes there. So This time, I've got a little bit more experience. The judge gives me a date. And if the judge kicks it back, I'm sure they'll give us a reasoning why it needs to be amended. And maybe we can take care of it and resubmit it again. You know, so actually, I'm waiting for, okay, Reggie's not got on here yet. I was waiting for him to come on, and he just called me a while ago, so I'm looking for him to be on here shortly. Or I guess I can reach out and give him a call. So, let's just give Reggie a call and see what's going on here.
This is Reggie Ruff.
Reggie?
Yeah.
Bob? I was waiting to see if you call in and I would have.
I was writing everything up. That was a great call.
I'm sorry. Kind of echoing here a little bit. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I was. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, then. Yeah, Reggie. If you want to go ahead and tell who you are, and you can open up here and give us a little bit of background on what's going on with Frito-Lay there.
All right, give me just a moment.
Take your time. No rush here.
I was just trying to cue back to the screen. Yeah, I was busy trying to make a little scribbling up some notes so I can go through this real easy. He caught me just on the last couple of minutes.
Oh, that's okay, Reg. I didn't mean, go ahead and take your time and get that together. And let's see. Also, I guess I could talk just a little bit about here. Also, not only this local voter education program I do on Sunday nights, for anybody that happens to be listening this, that's into music, Wednesday nights, 8 to 10, I do a couple of hours of deep cut 70s music and go back and play some really older stuff. So it's a different sound stuff. And then looking for 70s, 80s classic rock that's kind of overlooked then and that. So Wednesday night's the deadest night of the week for me, and I figure it's a good night to play music. And all I'm doing is just DJing a little bit of music. And we got the lines open for bands that are playing if they want to advertise or anything to do with music. So it's really for people just really into music, which not as many are into music like they were back in my day. I'm afraid it's a different time now. But nevertheless, there's still a few people out there left that is crazy about it as I am. So if you know anybody that's crazy into music, you can give them fwdistrict5.com. You can Google that, or you can go to the blogtalk.com and put it in the search bar, and you can find everything there on me. At fwdistrict5.com. And in the near future, we'll be doing some, the candidates will be heating up here for midterm elections, and then I guess next November, whatever, we'll have a election coming around again, so for Congress. And I believe Kurt may be calling in tonight, too. He's running for District 3, Congress, District 3, against Mark Vesey. And Mark Vesey won't return any calls. He won't answer. We'd have him on if he'd answer anything or return a call to us. But the only way he can stay in office is by not talking. And
That's it
nowadays. If a candidate keeps his mouth shut and only opens it to lie, then they got a chance of getting in. So
definitely a requirement here in Dallas. Politicians here in Dallas don't want to participate in anything involving the citizens until there's a TV camera up in front of them and they up there lying about stuff.
new mayor so far over there, or I guess it's not new now, but you had a
same mayor, same lies, same bullshit.
Same stuff, yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. We just have to try to, you know, that's why I'm going to school board meetings now, and I'm thinking in the grade schools and stuff, if we don't start putting civets and some common sense to the kids' heads when they come out, we're not going to change anything, I think. We're just going to have it going further and further away from where we need to be at, I believe. But, so, how you coming your notes, Reggie?
I'm scratching up, but you know, like I said, right now I'm trying to get this phone off of the activated the right way, because I can't for some reason can't go to Facebook all of a sudden, and because what I do is I do one phone, I do Facebook Live on it, the other one I do the I'll tell you what.
I like that. I'm going to have to figure out how you do that Facebook Live.
Call me back. Call me back on this number. Call me on 214.
Oh. Just a second here, Rich. Here. Okay. 214 what?
808-703.
You say 3703?
214-808-8703.
Oh, 8703.
Right.
Okay. I'll give you a ring back and we'll see what happens, okay?
Bet.
Okay.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I hear you better on this one.
Yeah, that's funny how that works.
I like that. So you set up where you get this live on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Now, this case we've been doing with Frito-Lay has been going on for almost 5 years. And this whole thing started when I was looking at this link, and it was talking about Frito-Lay having some type of settlement fund for people who have worked there that have incurred cancer or died from cancer. So out of mere curiosity, I start, you know, looking it up just to realize that there were a lot of similarities to what I was going through that were, happening to others. And then, you know, I just started calling other people up and everything, and everybody started saying the same thing. So what I did then, I just started calling and talking to quite a few other people, and we decided to make a go of it and, you know, started researching, and I talked to the media there, talked to Alex Love with Channel 12 in Jackson, Mississippi, and we did a couple stories about it. And the stories just started slowly catching up and everything, and So in April of 2021, I filed a federal lawsuit in Jackson, Mississippi, you know, on not just on behalf of myself, but of several other people who passed away. And some of those that worked at the plant, like Jane Bully, Aileen Gibson, there are two people that are still alive that are dying from cancer right now, and they're just trying to move on, and then they're just trying to survive, and they're making it by very meager means. And then, of course, Corazelle Brewer in Dallas, her daughter, Regina, is filing on her behalf because she had cancer, and I think she passed away in 2021. And still, Frito-Lay has not reached out to any of these people. Levi Miller, who had brain cancer, he died last year while we was processing this case. And then Tamiko Finch, who's filing for her father, Charles Carter, and Robin Hubbard, whose husband, Barry, passed away in 2006. And his autopsy report showed that he clearly had asbestosis. And she said, but Frito-Lay has not tried to, they still have not tried to do anything to resolve the matter. And it's just that it has just been one of those issues that these things have just been tied up with so much litigation, so much, you know, procrastination, because all they do is put things off. And then I was even fortunate enough to find an attorney named Guy Rogers, who he took on the case. You know, I retained him. He made the filings. He followed up with everything. But as time went on, he stopped doing anything on the case. So it gives me the impression that the man took a payment and threw the case because he never even served the defendant. He never served Frito-Lay, and that's why Frito-Lay got the case dismissed last December. And so now I'm having him investigated. Now I'm filing a bar complaint against him for malfeasance because he did not hold up his end of his agreement on the contract. And, you know, and these are some of the many problems that a lot of people go through, especially when you're dealing with big corporations. Big corporations are always trying to make as much money as they can, squeezing the little man out. Now, I am going to be heading back to Jackson, Mississippi pretty soon to go further into this case. And what I am going to do is we're going to try to get to the bottom, because we're going to try to get some media coverage now this time. And hopefully this time will work, and we will succeed. But in the meantime, you know, the fight goes on, and we have to continue the struggle, because, you know, this is about as real as it gets. I mean, people are sitting up here wondering how, you know, why these things are always happening, but in the end of the day, they're happening because we have corrupt politicians that take bribes off these large corporations. You know, just like we talk about with the police, how money is always going into the hands of the powerful, and then they use that to destroy the weak. And we can no longer tolerate this type of action. We need political advocates for our politicians, not political celebrities. We have too many celebrities that just get there in front of the camera and just sits up there, you know, screaming and everything in front of the camera, but are not taking the interests of their constituents to heart, as they, you know, that was part of their bailiwick. They took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. But we know now that oath and everything has been compromised by greed, by payouts, and by the TV camera. TV camera just as bad as any other narcotic for most, because they get in front of that camera and they're turned into stars. I mean, we've seen this past 10, 12 years. So I am, like I said, my intent is to make sure I'm going to see this thing through. And despite everything else that's happening, everything that's going on, Just Cause Coalition is going to move forward and try to get things going in the right direction. You know, some of the old civil rights organizations that we used to count on, we can't count on them anymore. You know, because everybody's been bought out. Everybody's been compromised. Some people don't think that the importance of others for their survival is any more important than them. I mean, they're only good about it as long as they're making money and they're profiting off of what's going on, then they're interested. Other than that, you just push the back of the line. And that's something that that's on us. And I'm not just saying for black people, that's for anybody. This would be a tragedy, a tragedy and a travesty in any regard, no matter who the company is, who are the people that be in prison. Because we've seen a lot of poor people in the Midwest, people in Pennsylvania that have worked hard, trying to take care of their families, only come home and their provider just been worked like a tool till he's sick and can't take care of himself anymore. So that's the purpose of what Just Cause Coalition is doing in this case. And we'll do these things in any other cases that we see misjustice or any type of other things going on. It's a sad commentary as to we have to continuously fight for our existence. You know what I mean? I'm 55 years old now. You know, I'm a grandfather. And I am just carrying on the torch of what my father did. He looked out for his family. He provided for his family. And that's my place now.
I know.
So it was very – what did you say?
I was just going to say, I know the when you're talking about the politicians there, but not only the politicians, the pastors as well. At the pastors in each church.
But we're getting started on that one.
We just do their job and tell their congregations that, you know, I've said out there, you know, our church is here in Fort Worth. I told the pastor, I said, at least half your congregation is not voting in local elections. And if you can just put a bug in their ear and tell them it's a duty, it's not a privilege, it's an obligation, that would help, you know. But a lot of these pastors are owned by the city and the council members of that. And it also sounds like possibility that the lawyers with Frito-Lay, your first lawyer there might have got kind of paid off just to sit back and not send that in and come out better. Is that a possibility?
No, it's not a possibility. That's okay. The only thing. That's the only possibility, because why would you file a $100 million lawsuit and not serve the defendant?
Okay. So it's
unless
not a possibility. It's
made
a possibility. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're getting further away now.
Okay, well, I was just asking a nice rhetorical question. I mean, you file a $100 million lawsuit and you don't serve the defendant, tells me all I need to know that they must have got paid $5 million just to put it in their pocket and go away.
Okay. I agree. That's the way I felt about that my election in 2017 when I was kicked off the ballot for not meeting a requirement that was not on the list, and they didn't apologize for that mistake, so I guess it was intended. Or otherwise, you apologize when you make a mistake. You don't apologize when you just do it on purpose. But and the same thing there with your attorney, that probably he saw a better way out. And yeah, a lot of these attorneys, you can't, you know, they're just it's kind of tough. But at the end of the day, and like why I do the show is because if we could ever get through the people to get them to wake up, it wouldn't take that many to start changing things around. And we do have the power now. We may not in the near future, but we still have a lot of power right now, but slowly but surely they are eliminating that and taking it away from us, you know, that government controls. And I don't know, Reggie, I just, you know, the way things are out there, it is really kind of way out there, you know, and that.
Right.
But so on your, do you have a new attorney now, or were you, do you have a new attorney?
I'm going back to Jackson. We're going to be finding another attorney. We're going to, the hard part about, you know, when you fight these type of cases is the fact that you got to find an attorney that's well invested, that has deep pockets, that can see a case like this through. And see, the thing about it in this case, the people already was offered a fiduciary settlement. Frito-Lay had already put up the $30 billion. To collect for the families. because they were obligated by OSHA to do that.
Okay.
They was obligated, OSHA obligated in 93 that anytime a family or any families that work for corporations going through, you know, health-induced issues from working there, the company is obligated by law to take care of their bills, take care of their funeral expenses, take care of the surviving families. So all this was already set, but when they can hide behind a three-year statute of limitations for wrongful death, then they just wait 10 or 15 years to post this. They did it under the hopes that most of these people will already be dead by now or just too weak to fight. And when I found out about it, you know, I went on and filed it, and I have been fighting through that issue of statute of limitation because they try to put it out there. The lawsuit I filed was to fight that statute of limitation because a lot of these cases, when they be arguing about statute of limitations, continuous harm supersedes statute of limitations a couple of years. So maybe the person didn't know they was that sick. Cancer takes a long time for it to metastasize, get it, you know, become an obvious issue at a point where it's really affecting you and you can't do anything anymore. So that's, you know, that's the gist of what goes on that situation. But anyway, I would love to talk more about this show, but I'm getting an emergency call.
Okay.
I need to look at this right quick, see what's going on. How long are you going
to
be on the show, Rob?
Come back. Do you have a contact or anything you want to leave real quick?
Okay. Yes. The number is 214-931-5645. And my email address is... Oh, you got it?
Go ahead.
Okay. My email address is ReggieRuffin50@gmail.com. There will be, like I said, I will be going back to Mississippi in the next few weeks, and I will keep you apprised of everything that's going on, and I will, I will definitely keep you in the loop on this because, I mean, this isn't just affecting one side of America. I mean, Frito-Lay is one of the largest conglomerations in the world. They're making over $30 billion a year, and they're doing it at the sacrifice of people that are spending their money and spending their lives, spending their time trying to take care of their family, providing for their family, and they're paying the ultimate price with their lives. And that's just something that should never be ignored. You know, and then we definitely need to get more media coverage on this because there's so many travesties that's happening now, and not everything makes the makes TV. And, you know, some people be surprised about that. You know, they say, why don't you call the social justice organization? Why don't you call the ACLU? You're talking about organizations already understaffed and got like 30, 40 cases way ahead of this one. And in some cases, even there's thousands of other cases of people who've been wrongfully imprisoned that they're just sitting around waiting. So what they do is they try to get to the cases that are the oldest, try to get them out of the way first. So you got a case that's been like 15 years old that they're just now looking into. Here's another one that's probably been down there for a few years, and now he's waiting and waiting, and it just gets to the point that people feel abandoned, you know. And in a lot of cases, they are because there is so much corruption going on here in America, and we're, you know,
that's
what's
the name of the game.
For?
It's to make you
right.
Wait. That's the name of the game. It's in their park, and they're in no hurry. No stress on that.
Exactly.
As long as they can. It's all their game that way. I'm afraid that's the way it is. And we do have some we need to change some of the system, really. But anyway, yeah. Well, Reggie, I hope there's nothing really bad's going on there. But we'll let you get to your call, and then maybe we'll reschedule something, or give me a call, and you got something up, some more information, okay?
All right, we're gonna definitely talk on this pretty soon. If we have some time later on in the week, I would like to do another one so we can talk a lot longer than
give me a yell. Okay. We'll set it up. No problem. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right, Richard. Take
care. Good one.
Okay. Well, we'll see what Reggie finds out here in the near future, how that comes out and follow up. And the Well, the show I laid out tonight here, it looks like everybody else just kind of bailed out here. Michael's the first one to call. He emailed me or messaged me wanting to come on about the school board. And I hadn't heard anything back from him now. You know, I sent him the link and everything, gave me a thumbs up, and now he's not there. So Jessica emailed me a while ago, or messaged me, and said she couldn't make it tonight, one too later. So, nevertheless, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to call it kind of an early night then myself, because we don't get paid for doing this. But one thing before I go here, everybody checks out this podcast, we do need to change our court system. It needs to be, it's our, especially our small claims court. I took a neighborhood association president to court and won my case. Now, I'm out the damage the woman did to my property. I'm out the court costs. That cost me $150, too, on top of it. And at the end of the day, she doesn't have to pay. She lost the case in a jury trial. And I could file a lien against her house or spend another $150 and put judgment against her property. So what it comes down to at the end of the day, even when you win your case in the small claims court, you got to pay again to try and collect. That doesn't make sense. You know, the red light camera system, what they do to make you collect, they hold your tags up. That's a pretty good system. I don't see why our small claims court can't adopt a program, something like that. So if you win your case in small claims and they don't pay you, they could have additional charges to them and resist their tags. Or I'm sure there's some way that we could put some pressure on them, make them pay the damages. The victim shouldn't have to keep paying. So I didn't like that at all. It took months to get to court and go through all that, only come out to find that I lost more money, and that's just not good. So, but this city is just full of things that need to be changed, and the only way you're going to do it is by getting officials in who care about the city and do something. So anyway, that makes it an early night for me here, I'll tell you right now. And I know this, I don't do this show every Sunday night. It's only by if I have something on that I think is that will draw people in to listen to. And also, I guess I'll tell everybody about the school books here. I'll tell you what, let's tap on that even though Michael didn't call in. From the Provocative in school there. But I'm going to play you what this woman, now, I was at the school board last Tuesday, and this is what she's reading off to me. You'll hear in the middle, one of the school board members interrupted her and tells her I don't think it's appropriate, but it's on the shelves in the school, okay? So I'm going to spin this for you so you can hear this, and I'm hoping that people will understand that we need you to get involved. We need you to vote, get registered to vote, learn something about the candidates, learn about our school board, how many people are voting. Take just a little bit of time out. You've got a phone. You can do everything on your phone nowadays right there at home. It's so easy. Just a few minutes to your civil duties and then get back to your life, you know, and you don't have to do any more now. Also, I want to mention that I'm working on in the John T. White area, a new neighborhood association called the Drawing Heights Neighborhood Association, which will we're working at overriding the John T. White one and taking all the members of all the neighborhoods in this area and control the whole thing under one. Right now we've got a lot of bad so-called neighborhood associations like John T. White. It's not a neighborhood association. It's a cityhood association. So anyway, we want to change that, and I'm hoping that we can get this Drawing Heights thing done up and over here, and then we'll get information from the city, and I'm going to start working my neighborhood real hard. And she would like to find some other people to follow the same in their neighborhood, Rosemont or Echo Heights or, you know, whatever area you're in. Check out your neighborhood association. See if they're doing their job. You know, they're probably not doing it. They're mostly owned by the city. If they're doing it right, you'll get information from them in your neighborhood. And that's what makes it easy. You have a watchdog in your neighborhood. So anyway, let me play you this clip, and then we'll probably call it an early night.
Speaking on the inappropriate books found in Fort Worth school libraries. This is a specific passage from What Girls Are Made Of by Elena Arnold. It can be found in 5 Fort Worth high schools and 1 middle school. I quote, "I pull him off the trail behind some tree. I push him against a tall rock. Before I can worry if someone will come by and see us, I go down on my knees like the guy on the bridge. Except, instead, tightening a harness, I'm unfastening his pants. I pull him out of his underwear. He's soft in my hand. I don't look at his face before I open my mouth and pull him into it. I pull and I suck and I grow, and he grows hard as he makes sounds that means he likes it.
Excuse me. You can just continue what you're saying, but we don't need to hear the...
I think you do, because this is in books that kids are reading in the school. It finishes by saying, the jet of his warm and salty tastes like thickened sweat. Every child...
And you can hear that for yourself there. And I mean, this shouldn't be in the schools. And the reason why, we are the blame too, okay? You, me, all of us are blame. We let these people be in the school boards. We let these people be in our council members, let them in our mayor and all this kind of stuff here. We have crime out of control. It does make me mad when I hear this, but it's a combination of things over the decades. People have been intentionally, I guess, I'll just say it, I don't know, dumbed down is one of the words, hypnotized, dumbed down, whatever, not to get involved, and everything they've done, like keeping our local media out to help this. It's been a kind of big conspiracy on the people, and they've done a good job. And Reggie knows that, and some of us have woke up and seen that, but we need more people to wake up and help us change the pathway we're going here. It's real simple, and once you do get involved, it's kind of like it can be addicted, it can be a drug. But it's a good drug and it's a good addiction, one that you shouldn't pass on. Once you get involved and you start learning a little bit, you don't have to be a fanatic about like I am. You just got to, just a little bit of paying attention can make a whole lot of difference, and not afraid to use your phone to call downtown or to call the board and tell them that you're displeased with what's going on. We've got to take care of this stuff. It's our job to govern it. We're just not taught that on purpose. And Fort Worth is a $1.7 billion business that has been taken over by amateur thieves and idiots, I'm telling you. So that's what we're being run by. And I'll tell you, I don't know. We're going to try to work the neighborhood here and see if I can't get people involved, you know. So anyway, anybody tunes into the podcast, thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry for the guests that dropped off, but there's a little bit of information there tonight. This, and if we do any more, when we do more podcasts, it'll depend on who we have on. If we get some Congress on or whoever, make it worthwhile, or someone that'll draw a crowd too. That not be the right words there, but what if, you know, if there's a major topic that's going on that we need to talk about, we'll fire it up and do a show. If there's a major hot topic to talk about, I hope that we can get someone on from the election board. That would be good to get them on. I wish we could get someone on from the school board. Oh, man, just think, if Maddie Parker was to come on here, or council member Gina Bibbins was to come on here, of course they won't. And these are your elected officials. That is the premise of their job, is to talk to you, and they don't do it. Can't you see how wrong that is? Well, with that, I'll leave you this. To me, the meaning of life is when you do more for others than you do for yourself. What you have and not what you don't have. So, anyway. And also, if anybody's into music, you can tune in to me on Wednesday nights. Otherwise, I'm going to sign off here and have an easy night myself here. So, until next time. And also, you may catch Carrie Hines' show, Let's Talk Fort Worth. She does a great show there. Has a lot of people that come on with interest in the hear and stories. So, you may tune into that, okay? And... See you later. Ciao.